Thou Shalt Not Have a Good Time. In his book, For This Day, published in 1975, on page 16, J.B. Phillips provides the following consideration. Many people look on spiritual life as a very negative affair, consisting of a lot of thou shalt nots, and certainly including thou shalt not have a good time. This is partly the fault of some religious people, and partly because very few men and women trouble to find out what Jesus himself actually said and was. Consider these facts about him. 1. So far from wanting people's lives to be anemic and negative, Jesus said that he had come to bring them more life than they had ever known before. John 10:10 says, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. 2. So far from being a killjoy and Puritan, Jesus enjoyed the good things of life, and even created in the minds of some religious people a reputation for being too fond of good food and the bottle. Luke 7 34 says, The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and you say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. And 3. So far from adopting a holier-than-thou attitude, Jesus loved all kinds of people, and thus got a name for keeping bad company, as we read in Luke 15, verse 2. The Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them.